The Gospel of Matthew, Chapter 6. Doing good for God alone. Be careful not to make a show of your good deeds before people. If you do so, you do not gain anything from your Father in heaven. When you give something to the poor, do not have it trumpeted before you, as do those who want to be noticed in the synagogues and in the streets, in order to be praised by people. I assure you, they have their reward. If you give something to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your gift remains really secret. Your Father, who sees what is kept secret, will reward you. When you pray, do not be like those who want to be noticed. They love to stand and pray in the synagogues or on street corners in order to be seen by everyone. I assure you, they have their reward. When you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is with you in secret. And your Father, who sees what is kept secret, will reward you. Our Father. When you pray, do not use a lot of words, as the pagans do, for they believe that the more they say, the more chance they have of being heard. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need, even before you ask Him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held holy. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive those who are in debt to us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from the evil one. If you forgive others their wrongdoings, your Father in heaven will also forgive you your wrongdoings. If you do not forgive others, then your Father in heaven will not forgive you. When you fast, do not put on a miserable face, as do the hypocrites. They put on a gloomy face, so that people can see they are fasting. I tell you this, they have been paid in full already. When you fast, wash your face, and make yourself look cheerful, because you are not fasting for appearances or for people, but for your Father who sees beyond appearances. And your Father, who sees what is kept secret, will reward you. Do not store up treasures for yourself here on earth, where moth and rust destroy it, and where thieves can steal it. Store up treasures for yourself with God, where no moth or rust can destroy it, nor thief come and steal it. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eyes are sound, your whole body will be full of light. If your eyes are diseased, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Set your heart on the kingdom. No one can serve two masters, for he will either hate one and love the other, or he will be loyal to the first and look down on the second. You cannot at the same time serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you not to be worried about food and drink for yourself, or about clothes for your body. Is not life more important than food? And is not the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, they do not harvest, and do not store food in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you less worthy than they are? Can any of you add a day to your life by worrying about it? Why are you so worried about your clothes? Look at how the flowers in the fields grow. They do not toil or spin. But I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his glory, was clothed like one of these. If God so clothes the grass in the field, which blooms today and is burned in an oven tomorrow, how much more will he clothe you? What little faith you have! Do not worry and say, what are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? Or what shall we wear? The pagans busy themselves with such things. But your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. Set your heart first on the kingdom and justice of God, and all these things will also be given to you. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.